We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Laddie going to give you something to drink now. In the Asheville studio here, the heart of the land of the sky, with producer Sam, the Animal Steel, and of course, investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And, you know, all year is always busy for Wright's Coin Shop. But the next couple weeks are the ones that are absolutely over-the-top insane. Shelley, what is it like to be at Wright's Coin Shop these days?
Total pandemonium. Mm-hmm. It is so crazy busy in there between answering the phones and helping customers. We are just putting out as much stock as we possibly can wherever we can make it fit. And it doesn't last very long, so if you see something you like, you better snap it up, because it will not be there when you come back.
Well, that's true. At this point, I mean, you get stock in, and it can be gone within 5 minutes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is not a museum. We will sell you things mm-hmm. that you will cherish. And if you wait too long, I mean, really, it will not be there.
People, unfortunately, at Christmas time, they feel obligated to give some kind of a gift, and so they go out and they essentially throw their money away by buying some little piece of crap that they give to somebody else. And the other person's like, oh, this is wonderful. Oh, I've always wanted one of these. And then, you know, that they just throw it in a back closet somewhere, or they throw it away. If you're going to spend your money at all... Mm-hmm. Why not actually buy something that people will literally treasure and that will help them as time goes on? Because we're talking about something that grows in value. And if you look at gold and silver historically, it has not only grown in value, it has grown exponentially in value.
Yes.
If you look, you know, yes, from day to day, week to week, month to month, the numbers can go up and down. But if you look at a 10-year period, gold and silver have always consistently risen. And another great thing about buying stuff at Wright's Coin Shop is that it's small, it's compact. You don't have to lug around some big box that's got some, you know, stupid pairs of shoes or whatever in it.
Exactly.
To me, it's the ideal, perfect gift. And not only for others, but, you know, I like to go Christmas shopping for myself a little bit this time of year.
Buy a little something for yourself.
So if somebody out there is listening to the show right now who has bought coins from you before, well, we don't need to try to sell anything to them, because they already know and they come back on their own. Let's talk to somebody who's never bought a single gold or silver coin in their entire lives. Tell that person why he or she should come in and see you this coming week.
Because we have what no one else does, and our inventory changes hourly. What you see today, you won't see tomorrow, and what it's constantly changing. We're always getting new things in. There are always amazing finds, things that you wouldn't even think of. I mean, you look at modern coinage, and it's just so cold and flat, and you look at the artistry of old coins, for example, and it is truly amazing, beautiful, beautiful things, and full of history, and just it's just warm and just something to behold.
And you only need, what, $25, $30 to come in and buy something nice?
Yes. It's incredibly reasonable. And you know, you don't have to fight the mall traffic. Mm-hmm. We're local. You're supporting the local economy and helping to feed my cats.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you want to see somebody's eyes light up for Christmas, you hand them a nice, shiny, sparkling coin from Wright's Coin Shop. And that's why at Wright's Coin Shop, they say it's the place where you turn your money into more money, where you take these Federal Reserve notes that may or may not be worth anything tomorrow morning, and you turn them into something that has true, intrinsic, lasting value. And people can actually go there, and they can meet you in person, Shelley Wright, and
yes,
talk to you directly.
Yes.
For better or for worse, even psychos can come and find you there. They know where you're going to be. Tell us how psychos and everybody else can find you on Monday at Wright's Coin Shop.
They can come find me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, or they can call me up on the phone at 828-298-5402.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
As somebody who's not familiar with coins, just out of curiosity, what would be the most rare or expensive coin that you might have had recently? Like, what's like the creme de la creme that blew you away? Like the coin,
well,
mama.
Sometimes things that are expensive, they might not have eye appeal.
What's the eye appeal that blew you away?
Oh, goodness. Oh, I don't even know. You know, sometimes I don't even see all of the coins that go out. The guys are putting out coins, and I'll be helping a customer, and I'll look in a tray. I'm like, oh, I didn't see that before. I just have to snap that up for myself.
So you got a pretty good collection yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, there's somebody out there is trying to buy the treasure map that leads to Shelley Wright's hidden stash. And so, okay, here's what you have to do if you want to go there and look for yourself at what they've got and talk to Shelley. Go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS. There is no apostrophe. WrightsCoinShop.com. You'll see a photo of Shelley. You'll see a photo of the interior of the store. You'll find a map that can direct you there very easily. They're located not too far from the Biltmore Estate, kind of out in that area of Asheville. Again, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, or no matter where you are in the country, if you want to talk to Shelley and her staff, call 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. They've been in business over 40 years. And now, you know, Shelley, I hate to bring up hypothetical situations that could arise, but let's do it anyway. Let's say some masked men decide, we're going to have a good Christmas, and they break into Wright's Coin Shop. Let's say they come in during the day. Okay, now I know you guys are well defended there.
Yes.
You have a whole arsenal to defend yourself. But let's say these masked men catch you off guard, and they come in, they hold up the store, and right before they leave, they say, now, one last thing. Everybody get naked or I'm going to kill you. What would you do at this moment?
Well, I would probably cuss at them right before I shoot them.
Well, can you imagine everybody at Wright's Coin Shop disrobing?
I can.
No. No. No.
I do.
It's a good thing that you guys are not located in Florida then, because that is exactly what has been happening there for months.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Can you believe it?
No.
Investigators in Broward County say they are stumped by a rash of armed robberies where, at the end, the suspects make their victims, including, in one case, even a pregnant woman, strip down and take off their clothes. Yeah. They said there have been at least 5 such robberies in the past 2 months. One of them even took place at a Subway restaurant.
Ew, you do not want naked people around food.
Witnesses said two men wearing ski masks robbed the restaurant. At least one of them was armed. This happened at 11:15 p.m. After collecting an undisclosed amount of money, the suspects made the on-duty clerk take off all her clothes. She was 8 months pregnant. In another convenience store robbery, the assailants dragged people around the store by their pants until they removed all of their clothing forcibly. They have done this at every robbery. No one on the premises is allowed to remain wearing clothing. Not even customers unlucky enough to be in the store when the robbery occurs. The sheriff's office says, quote, it seems to be that that is their strategy, to make everyone take their clothes off, end quote. One incident took place Halloween night at a Pompano Beach convenience store. The suspects shot a man in the leg because they accused him of lying about how much money he had. So these are dangerous people. And it says all these have been caught on camera. They think the suspects are between 20 and 25 years old. One appears to be about 5'9", the other 5'7". And one suspect appears to have long dreads held back by a rubber band. And so they're saying anybody with information is asked to contact the Broward County Sheriff's Office at 954-321-4270. Or anonymously to their Crime Stoppers at 954-493-TIPS. That's 954-493-8477. As deviant and bizarre as this is, I'm thinking maybe this is some kind of a strategy where they're thinking, well, you're not going to get chased if the person who is going to potentially chase you is naked, right?
No, I mean, you might make somebody so mad that they're like, screw you. I may be naked, but I am taking you down.
Seems like adding a lot of time to the getaway.
Yeah. Well, that's true, actually, yeah. They're taking that extra time. They're investing that time into their strategy.
You didn't see Patrick Swayze doing that in Point Break, like, you know, the dead presidents. Now everybody get naked. War child. No, I mean, that was not happening. Not well thought out.
At least, you know, once people are getting naked, it's not like that they are sticking around to continue doing, you know, horrible things to these vulnerable naked people. But nonetheless, that's one of those real stories you should be aware of. When we come back from this break, I'm going to read you a story about a party that has been trashed by what they call the Phantom Party Pooper.
Oh. Yeah.
And it says that this guy, well, he's a nefarious Phantom Pooper. And I'll explain what that means when we come back. You are listening to the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. Keeping you company tonight on this, yes, believe it or not, Christmas edition of Speaking of Strange.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Neighborhood was changing. Stranger.
the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And the fact that it is the Dark 30 Hour means that, well, it's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, and that you should tune out if you don't want to hear some of the more outrageous and controversial, often sordid and seedy news stories that do come across our desk here at Speaking of Strange. And also now, because it is the holiday season, some of the hours at local businesses are a bit odd. And what's the hourly schedule going to be like there at Wright's Coin Shop, Shelley?
We will be open from 10:30 until 5:30, Monday through Friday, but we will close at 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and we will not reopen until January the 2nd. So if you want to come see us, you got to do it before Christmas, because the week after, we won't be back till that Friday.
Yeah, it's not like you can think, oh, I'm going to go December 26th and get some special deal. No.
Yeah, not going to happen like that.
Mm-mm. Okay. Again, WrightsCoinShop.com. And one other thing I'll tell you is if you're looking for a really special kind of unique gift, check out what we call the Wishing Machine. If you go to WishingMachineProject.com, you can learn about a machine that does what it says like it sounds like it does. It makes your wishes come true. Thousands of people around the world will tell you the same thing. I'm actually going to be doing a speaking engagement, a workshop in Sedona, Arizona this February, right after I speak at the International UFO Congress in Scottsdale, Arizona. And so check that out as well. We might still be able to get a wishing machine shipped to you before Christmas time if you go to wishingmachineproject.com. And there's also a link at joshuapwarren.com. Here's a weird and a disturbing story from the UK. They say a weekly UK dance party for children and teens held a popular leisure center and indoor water park event, but it was canceled because of a saboteur.
I'm thinking Caddyshack.
Under the cover of darkness, what the local authorities now call the phantom pooper makes his bowel movement. Over the past several weeks, the area water park reports, quote, recurring instances of finding poo in the pool, end quote. Now, though the leisure center assures the public that there is no health risk to attendees, they will nonetheless cancel any event, if these occurrences do not come to an end. They say, we cannot have people pooping every time we turn down the lights.
Do you remember a story from the Dark 30 Hour? This was many months ago. It was very similar, a phantom pooper. Maybe on the interstate? Do you remember that story? And he would, like, run around and...
There have been a few of these. People taking a dump on people's doorsteps and...
Random poo and running?
Maybe it's the same.
Save it for when it's important.
Maybe that's the supervillain out there. That's his strategy.
Yeah, it would be a good comic book here. The Phantom Pooper.
Nobody's going to want to date the Phantom Pooper, by the way.
Here's a story from Yellowstone, Nevada. A man is in trouble because he has been charged with putting a camera in his ex's shower. But he says he was actually filming chickens. Huh? Well, a woman there confronted her 41-year-old live-in ex-boyfriend about a camera hidden in a hole there. She said that she was in the shower when she noticed this small little hole underneath the soap holder. She covered the lens and got out of the shower, and when she did so, she saw the man walking away with camera equipment. This was investigated by deputies, and they found the hole was connected into a closet for a hot water heater behind the shower, and apparently it had been rigged for spying. So they asked the guy, well, you know, what's going on here? It seems pretty clear that you're videotaping your ex-girlfriend in the shower. He had a different explanation. He said that he had installed the camera to watch some chickens that he was cleaning in the bathtub and forgot to remove it. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means, but he's a great big liar.
Bold. Bold. When confronted with the chickens.
Chickens, really?
Chickens.
That's the best you could do?
Cleaning some chickens. I mean, I presume he was literally claiming that he was washing some chickens in there and wanted to keep an eye on them. I mean, you know, otherwise you'd think
you
of cleaning.
You can't take your eye off them for a sec, Josh. I mean, you know that as well as I.
All over the place.
That's from the great state of Nevada. I always called it Nevada. They call it Nevada.
Yeah, but they call it Appalachians, and it's Appalachian Mountains.
Nevada. Yeah. Nevada.
You call it Nevada, too,
Nevada.
Don't you? Yeah. Here's a story from Boston, Massachusetts. This comes to us from Logan Airport. A man has been arraigned for falling naked from the ceiling. He's a financial manager and an economics student at Harvard University. Not the kind of profile you would imagine. He appeared in court dressed in a suit and tie, facing a long list of charges. His eye was bruised from having fallen through ceiling tiles into an airport bathroom on one of the busiest days of the year. The DA said, quote, he had entered a woman's bathroom, removed all his clothing, and climbed into the ceiling, end quote. The police report describes how the woman in the stall saw a human-like entity, they say, fall from the ceiling, and she heard a big crash and ran out of the bathroom. The man ran out completely naked, chasing behind her, but then went into the men's room where he attacked an 84-year-old man using a urinal. Police say he used the man's cane to choke him.
What?
And bit his ear off.
Oh.
Before a struggle with police that responded ended with a dose of pepper spray. The victim of that attack said, quote, the guy just jumped on me and bit my ear off. It hurt so bad I passed out and I don't remember anything else, end quote. So,
I hate it when that happens.
The man's attorney says he's extremely remorseful and he is not mentally ill and this whole situation is not his fault. Yeah, apparently they say that he was dealing with a lot of, you know, family issues and personal problems. And
oh, yeah.
It happens to all of us once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you bite people's ears off all the time when you're stressed out, don't you?
Only when I'm boxing Evander Holyfield. let's see here. Oh, here is a doctor story. Anytime you're dealing with doctors or police officers that have gone rogue, it can be a bit intimidating because those people have a lot of power granted to them. A doctor, in New Mexico is accused of being drunk at work, writing lewd notes on medical charts, and actually left a woman in labor so that he could have sex with another patient. He has been suspended by the board there. It says they already found his personal stash of alcohol hidden in his office. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you more about this particular weirdo case. And also, what happened when an 84-year-old New York man decided to have a special date with two 17-year-old twin sisters. Apparently, things went so badly that the sisters said, now, not to be too crass, they said, we think he wanted to screw us, so we decided to screw him. Mm. I'll explain what that means when we return. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange. It's a Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. This is the part of the show when we dig into some of the most outrageous and controversial news. Sordid and seedy, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, and brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You can call Wright's at 828-298-5402. We also want to give a shout-out to our buddy Christopher over at Christopher's Computers on Merriman Avenue. I got a nice email recently from a listener who said, I took your advice. I was having a computer problem. Christopher came to my house. He fixed everything. He was fantastic. He was exactly the way you described him. So you don't have to stress out if you have a computer issue. Christopher is a good friend of mine, and he is the best at what he does. Go to Christopher'sComputers.com. There's a link at SpeakingOfStrange.com, and you can call them at 828-670-9800. That's 828-670-9800. And it doesn't matter if you have a virus or you think it's sluggish or who knows what's happened. Maybe you want to get a new computer. Just take my advice. Call Christopher first.
And bribe him with a pint glass. He's got a pint glass collection.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that.
Go in there and be like, hey, Chris. No. I hooked him up with a Rock 105.1 Tap Room Tour pint glass recently.
Yeah, and that's all it took.
Well, I mean, I was driving the van. It was in there.
You lubricated your way. Okay, so before the break, I was talking about this doctor in New Mexico who's been, he's in trouble. He's actually been suspended by the board over allegations of misconduct. Says that he was prescribing drugs to patients in exchange for sex. He was drunk at work and wrote lewd notes on medical charts. But the most outrageous act was perhaps during a delivery when he walked away from a woman who was there giving birth. And so he could go into a room with another patient and have sex with that patient.
To be fair, a lot of births do take a long time.
Which, there's something very weird about watching a baby coming into this world and wanting to go and potentially bring another one in at the same moment.
It's like Robin Williams said, hey, honey, you look like this, but with a shrub around it.
Okay, let's move along, shall we? New York, the city that never sleeps. An 84-year-old New Yorker's date with two 17-year-old twin sisters ended with the senior citizen in a rather embarrassing situation. The New York Times reports he met up with the 17-year-old twins recently through a website, which is designed for sugar daddies, and it bills itself as a place where beautiful, successful people fuel mutually beneficial relationships. So after a first date, I guess he met originally with one of the girls, and then on a second date, the girl brought her twin sister along. The trio dined at an expensive restaurant. And then he invited them back to his apartment for a drink, and that is when things got out of hand. One of the girls told the detective, he asked to do things I wasn't going to do. He is ugly, old, and disgusting. So I tied him up, I took his money, and left. He was starting to creep me out. He was wanting to get screwed, so I screwed him really good. They tied him with zip ties, stole $420 worth of cash from his wallet and took his credit card and then went on a shopping spree with it. One of the ladies says, well, I don't see why he reported me. You know, we just, we did what we felt we deserved. So, they say the age of consent in New York is 17, which may at least partially explain why this man is not facing any more serious charges himself. Interesting. Let's go to Texas.
Shall we?
A 31-year-old woman was arrested for allegedly breaking and entering into the home of an older man and doing or attempting to do very nasty things to him. The woman told police that she was in a transparent nightgown and she sneaked into the man's bedroom while he was sleeping. She said it was her ultimate fantasy to do this because she had been peeping on him through his window for a long time as he would sit at his computer and watch porn. She found that to be a very exciting situation. So she slipped into his bedroom, took off her clothes, got onto the man's bed, and again started doing naughty things to him. When the man woke up and realized what was happening, she yelled, "Trick or treat!"
I got to pay so much extra for that.
He said he did not know who it was, had to use a flashlight app on his smartphone to find out.
So handy.
You can't get by without the old smartphone anymore. When he saw it was a naked woman who was, you know, had certain parts of himself in certain compromising positions, he was in shock, and she just said, he said, she told me that my fantasies have now come to life. So he told the woman to get off of him. I could rearrange those words under different circumstances, but I won't. He said, get off of him. He called the police when she refused to leave because she was actually holding him down, kind of. Said she had her legs wrapped around him, wouldn't let him go. Well, finally the cops get there, and they arrest her, and they find out that this was her fourth arrest that month. She was collared for theft, alleged assault, and alleged public intoxication. They're continuing to investigate, and said they have had reports from other men who said they were ashamed to come forward and file a complaint about similar incidents that have happened. But now they want to come out and disclose. Kind of reminds you of the Bill Cosby situation, doesn't it, right?
I was wondering if you were going to get to that in the Dark 30.
That's as close as we'll get.
Really?
What else
seems
is there
right,
to say?
It seems right up the, your alley.
It's just so overdone, though. Everybody's talking about Bill Cosby.
Everybody?
It's a tricky territory.
You just have too much respect for Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah. Modelo pudding pops. Oh, okay. How about this? Here's a NASA story. Blast off. Researchers reveal rocket powered by poop. Could be powerful enough to bring astronauts back from the moon. NASA could soon be using these poop-powered rockets. They've been working to repurpose human waste on a moon base. They say the system would produce enough fuel for the return trip to Earth. The Florida
Dang.
Team created an anaerobic digester that would produce enough fuel, and it kills pathogens and processes biogas, et cetera, et cetera.
Huh. Is that running like the methane? Is there methane in poo, or, I mean, just in the gas?
Well, it's a little bit more than that. It has methane, but they think there are other biological elements here that can be incorporated.
Yuri Gagarin is, like, somewhere, just, like, just as awesome.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be the last segment of the show. And, you know, Mobius, who does research on these stories, he actually made a challenge. He said, here's a story that I don't think you can read on the radio.
Ooh, challenge accepted.
Yes, because of the FCC. So I'm going to do my best to see if I can figure out how to read this story when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Dark 30 on Speaking of Strange.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
We are in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. It's also our Christmas edition of the show, believe it or not. And we call this the Dark 30 Hour because, well, this is when, you know, we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you don't want to hear these last few stories tonight. Brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You can learn more about them at WrightsCoinShop.com or by calling 828-298-5402. And you better do it on Monday, 828-298-5402. We're not going to have a show next Saturday. There's going to be a ball game. So we'll be back after that. And keep in mind, folks, it's getting cold and the power is iffy. It's wishy-washy because you have these storms that are rolling through. Do yourself a favor and just go watch the video at sunshinesimple.com to learn about the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. sunshinesimple.com. Okay, so Mobius, who he researches and digs up all these stories, he says, the question is, can Joshua tell this story on the radio? Challenge made. It's a story that comes to us from Gainesville, Florida. Now, I will tell you that what makes this so interesting is the name of the culprit involved. His first name, well, let me put it this way. His name is of Asian descent. So I'm just going to spell his first name for you. His first name is P-H-U-C. And his last name is K-I-E-U.
How's that pronounced, that K-I-E-U?
He is Mr. Q.
Okay, Mr. Q.
Mr. Q.
What's the first name?
It's spelled P-H-U-C.
How's that pronounced?
I'm not sure how that's pronounced.
Shelley?
I don't speak Chinese. I have no idea.
But I'm sure his last name is pronounced Q.
P-H-U-C. Okay.
Yeah. So Mr. Q in Gainesville is in trouble on attempted robbery and sexual battery charges. They say they responded to a report at a bank where Mr. Q allegedly parked his vehicle, laid the driver's seat back, and, quote, proceeded to watch pornography on a portable DVD player, end quote. Nearby, the victim was withdrawing $220 from an ATM, and when the victim passed by, Mr. Q allegedly got out of his car, punched the victim in the face, and grabbed the money, and then Q allegedly punched and pulled the victim inside the car, straddled him, and began to pull off his clothes. The victim put up one hell of a fight and was able to escape with his dignity intact. And so police have now arrested Mr. Q, and I think...
What was the first name again?
Well, I don't quite have the pronunciation down.
It was spelled...
down pat. P-H-U-C. Yeah. And so I think that Mr. Q is, fittingly enough, named for what he's charged with. Shall we put it that way?
I bet he got razzed a little bit. Down in Gainesville.
Here's a story from The Guardian. There is a new probiotic supplement that is letting women biohack their private parts to make them smell like ripe peaches.
Oh.
It's called Sweet Peach. And the founders of the company that produced this have said this is going to help women better connect with others. They say, quote, all your smells don't have to be human, and they're not all human. They're produced by creatures that live in you. And we think it's a fundamental human right to not only know your code and the code of things that live on you, but to rewrite that and personalize it. And so they have come up with a formula that women can take that apparently will ensure that that part of themselves smells peachy.
And those women would be strippers.
And you know what? Apparently this is a trend because a guy here, it says, has invented a new pill that makes farts smell like chocolate. He is French, a 65-year-old inventor. And he has come up with pills that cost $12.50 for 60 capsules. He says if you swallow these, then every time you pass gas, it will smell like a delicious chocolate scent. And let me tell you, that gives a whole new meaning to the term Hershey Highway.
Oh.
And I think that's going to do it for the end of the program.
Merry Christmas to you,
yeah.
Josh.
Merry Christmas.
I wish all of you a fantastic Christmas. And I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in 2 weeks for a brand new one. You are commanded.